Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start the half hour contemplating A Course in Miracles workbook lesson 65. And after that, we will drop deeply into our heart. Lesson 65, my only function is the one God gave to me. The idea for today reaffirms my commitment to salvation. It also reminds me that I have no function other than that. Both these thoughts are obviously necessary for a total commitment. Salvation cannot be the only purpose I hold while I still cherish other purposes. The full acceptance of salvation as my only function necessarily entails two phases. The first phase is the recognition of salvation as my function. The second phase is the relinquishment of all other goals or purposes I have invented for myself. This is the only way in which I can say and mean, my only function is the one God gave me. This is the only way in which I can find peace of mind. Today's idea offers escape from all my perceived difficulties. It places the key to the door of peace, the door which I have closed upon myself. It places the key in my own hand. It gives me the answer to all the searching I have done since time began. My only function is the one God gave me. Do I want to accept that salvation is my only function? He says I need to accept two things. The first is to accept that salvation is my function. And the second, that all the other functions and goals I've made up for myself, I have to let those go. And in doing that, I will find peace. It is the only way to find peace. He says, it is the answer to all the searching I've done since time began. All the searching I've done for how can I be better? How can I be more loved? How can I do to get? And in accepting my only function is the one God gave me, it feels like it lightens my load. I no longer have to do to get. I don't have to get smarter or richer. I don't have to get more loved. I don't have to get more acceptance. The only thing I have to do is the function that God gave me. Which is to learn the truth of what I am. To forgive myself of the false beliefs and let them go. This is the key to happiness. Am I willing to relinquish all those other goals of doing to get? The thoughts that I have about doing to get, these thoughts reflect goals that are preventing me or distracting me from accepting my only function. I can use the imagination and picture myself doing something like making a meal for my family. And I can imagine laying aside my goals of being the perfect wife or making the best tasting food or whatever goal I had invented. And instead, simply make the meal with the only goal of learning from it who I am in truth as I make it. And it becomes clearer how these things that seem like goals, like making the best dinner, is just an activity that goes on while I am pursuing my goal of learning who I am. Another way to loosen the grip of goals is if I sit quietly and let go of all goal and purposes, if only for a few minutes, and allow my true function to be written for me in my quietness. Without the conflicting and completing goals, without the conflicting and competing goals. I can learn the truth of who I am. I am peace. I am forgiving. I am loving. I am all that is. As we drop deeply into our heart, we let go of all goals and purposes we have invented, and confidently we wait for our inner guide to write our purpose on our heart. Thank you for joining with me in this space of unified love, of our shared purpose. Namaste.